We're holidaying in other people's Christmases this week on Culturefile, and this time we're heading for Portugal, or more accurately, to meet Dublin-based Portuguesa Rogério Silva to discover a new world of Christmas cakes and desserts and taste a drop of the good stuff, port.
My name is Rogério Silva. I won't say the full name, otherwise we'll be here all night. So we're in a tapas bar in South William Street, the Port House. It is a Portuguese and a Spanish wine bar. It's a candlelit area. And when the lights go down, it gets quite dark, which makes it more intimate. Kind of reminds me of Portugal in that sense. Although those, the Ribeira, the bars and all that. Yeah, so I haven't spent Portuguese Christmas in a long time, but I still remember, you know. It is quite religious. It's based on religion, you know. Like, so for instance, we would open the presents at midnight because we kind of, in our tradition, believe that Jesus would bring the presents at that time. We would follow a little bit. It's not like we would sit down and pray and that, you know, that kind of bit lost. Through the generations, but yeah, it is religious in the end of the day. Yeah, there is no element of meat whatsoever in those 2 days. So on the 24th would be the cod, would be the main dish. The cod, the potatoes, baby potatoes, the green cabbage. You know, that would the carrots. There'll be pretty, you know, everything boiled, very healthy. And that would be the main meal. Definitely the table then would fill up with sweets. Yeah, so the king's cake is definitely the sherry on top of the cake, put it that way. So we would have a ton of sweets, and that would be the last one. And then we slice and we give it to every single member of the family, and whoever gets lucky, or unlucky for that matter, gets the broad bean, is the one who needs to pay the king's cake for the next year. Not necessarily happens in that order, but it's just kind of more a fun thing, you know? It is has a hole in the middle, so it's basically kind of made of bread, and then has raisins, dried fruits, dried grapes, has the broad bean, the one single broad bean inside, and then on top is very sweet, has this sugar in powder, has a lot of caramelized fruits. The main part of the cake is not too sweet, but everything that is on top of it will be, yes. It's about variety. For instance, my granny would have, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 different kind of sweets on the table. So if you don't like one, I'm sure you'll find something into your taste, you know? One of them would be, and I don't know, it's kind of weird, but it's actually lovely. It's basically sliced bread with brown sugar, soggy with red wine and cinnamon, then goes to the oven. And it's quite soggy, but it's amazing. You would have the traditional pudding. We'd have the rice pudding. We would have some deep fried, we call dreams as well, which is kind of down the same line as the sliced bread, the sugar one. But plenty of them, you know. Sometimes she wouldn't change much, but sometimes she'd put something like different, you know, like a chocolate mousse, or just make sure that the kids are happy, you know. Apparently there is like 365 dishes of cod that we do different recipes, so one for each day of the year basically. We do like our cod. It's a salted cod. You won't find in any part of the world apart from Newfoundland, or Denmark. So it's brought over to Portugal. It's go through a process where it's completely salted, dried out. You don't need to put it in the fridge. You don't need to put it protected with cling film or anything. It's actually sold in a supermarket like that. So what we do is we buy it like that, and then we slice it, and then we put it in water. So we can leave it in water, just change the water for the period of 3 days. So it takes the salt. So it depends what you really, which dish you want to do it. So if you require a bit more salty, or not, you leave it longer in water. I remember I had a few friends, they came and spent Christmas with us, actually. They came from Portugal for the first time they over into Ireland. And they knew I was, you know, I wanted to have cod, you know, I was missing, was that part of Christmas. And so we went to a shop, was in Mead Street and in Liberties. And we got to this fishmonger and we bought cods. And it was no salty cod whatsoever. So what we did was we put the cods and we put in sea salt. I left it for 2 hours. And then we got that kind of sense, the flavor into it, you know? It's quite funny that way. You never did the other way around, you know? So the idea behind this is actually quite educational. So we kind of try to bring the nice ports back again. So the idea with the chocolate is the port and wine complements chocolates. I wouldn't recommend maybe milk chocolate because, you know, kind of gets sticky and all that, and so the flavor is there. But everything else you see, or that or cheese with honey or crackers, you know. I would try the LBV first. Some of them you'll find a bit of sentiment, like this one. There's nothing wrong with it, to be honest with you. That just shows its quality, you know, and it's old. And you find it even, like, normally ports are between 18 and 22, alcohol, volume of alcohol there. But if the port is a high quality, you won't notice the alcohol too much. It's just all flavors. You'll notice after 2 glasses, but you won't notice in the palate, you know.
I can't believe you even thought of milk chocolate. Rogério Silva there, and tomorrow night we make like a Viking and head northwest to Newfoundland in the company of April Dannon.